Welcome to the Connect Kindness Podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans. In today's episode, we interview Kate Church, who's the founder of African Wildlife Vets. With inspiration from her mom, Kate founded the organization because she saw a desperate need for conservation of endangered species in the protected areas of South Africa. African Wildlife Vets provide enhanced veterinary support to wildlife and partner with other nonprofits in the area that need their assistance.
Kate shares with us how she went from being a school teacher one day to being the founder of a nonprofit the next. Kate talks about the animals that they helped and the importance of conservation. Kate talks about the animals that they help and the importance of conservation. Kate also shares an incredible story about how they helped relocate a lion by air, which you do not want to miss. So without further ado, this is our interview with Kate Church of African Wildlife Vets.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness Podcast. Can you share with us a little bit about African Wildlife Vets and what needs you guys serve?
So African Wildlife Vets is a nonprofit organization. We're based in South Africa in KwaZulu-Natal province in Zululand. And we provide veterinary support to wildlife protected areas. Our mission is the protection and preservation of African wildlife species. So due to the increase in human-wildlife conflict and state budget cuts, the need for veterinary support has increased, and that's where African Wildlife Vets was established. So much of our support is dedicated to state-protected areas where operational budgets have been cut and where there are limited resources, making it difficult for them to function without the support of nonprofits such as ours.
That's fantastic. What gave you the idea and the inspiration to start this organization?
My mom actually gave me the idea to start African Wildlife Vets. I was originally a teacher teaching grade ones in Johannesburg, and she's the ecologist of one of the state protected areas in KwaZulu-Natal. So I visit her a lot, or I used to visit her a lot, and the more time I spent visiting her, the more I realized that my true passion actually lies in the bush and in conservation. I started to look into various options or various ways that I could help. And one day she said to me, Kate, we're in desperate need of veterinary support. So why don't you come here with the intention of starting a nonprofit to assist wildlife vets? So I packed my things and I left the big city life to do just that. Yeah, and then when I got there, I chatted to Dr. Dave Cooper, who's the Ezimvelo KZN wildlife veterinarian, and he jumped on board along with Dr. Pete Goodman, who is an ecological consultant with many years experience working for the state and protecting biodiversity. And together we established African Wildlife Vets.
That is awesome. How did you know where to start? You know, you were a school teacher and your mom gives you this inspiration. How did you figure it out? Did you just go on Google and then search how do I become or start a nonprofit for African wildlife?
Yeah, pretty much. Google helps a lot. But I've had a lot of support from other people who've started nonprofits. My mom, my family have been big help in all kinds of aspects, marketing and the business side of it. Yeah, and the more I've met people, the more they've sort of jumped on and said, hey, we can help you. I'm a graphic designer, let me help you with your logo. I'm a lawyer, I'll draw up your constitution and those kind of things. And yeah, I definitely haven't done this on my own. I've had a lot of people backing me. And yeah, now we've got this far, which every now and then I have to pinch myself, look back and be like, okay, you've actually done something.
You've done something incredible. So, you know, I really commend you on it. And we were super excited to even get in touch with you guys, because once we saw what you were doing, it was exotic. It was unique. And especially in the region that you're in, it's so, like you said, it's in the bush. You know, it's not from a big city. It's not, you know, worldwide. It's like you guys are really focusing on taking care of these animals. And it's wildlife, you know. So what kind of animals are you really focusing on?
So we focus on priority species, which are mostly endangered and threatened. So lions, cheetah, African wild dogs, those are the main ones. Oh, and rhino. And then we've also worked with hippo and hyenas as well. And we would include elephants as well. We haven't had an elephant project yet, but I'm sure we will in the future.
Wow, I'm interested. Do you have any stories that you can share about helping these animals?
So one of our biggest projects this year was the relocation of two lions from one small protected area to another. So the reason that we need to relocate lions is to ensure that there is genetic diversity within the lion population. So historically, lions were distributed throughout South Africa, but the population was drastically reduced due to human-wildlife conflict and habitat transformation. And as a result, there were only two natural populations left in the country. So since then, lions have been successfully reintroduced into a number of smaller protected areas to increase the overall population of lions. And then these lions have to be managed to maintain that genetic diversity. So conservation managers try to emulate what would happen naturally by translocating the animals. And to make this happen, you need a wildlife vet. So these two lions that we moved were immobilized. So a vet comes in and darts the animal using an immobilizing drug. And once they are down and it's deemed safe to approach, the vet goes in and makes sure it's safe. Yeah, we put them on an airplane and relocated them to a protected area in a different province. The reason we flew them was, and flying was preferable over driving, is because it meant that the lions were immobilized for a shorter period of time. It's quite a thing. The vet has to monitor them the whole time, making sure that they are breathing properly and ensuring that they don't wake up. Because as you can imagine, that would be quite terrifying.
Just the whole process of, like you said, moving lions on an airplane, that's just fascinating. That's incredible that you guys are doing those kind of things. And that's an incredible story. What are your biggest challenges facing your organization right now?
The human-wildlife conflict is one of the major threats to wildlife. The increase in rhino poaching has placed even more pressure on our wildlife vet. But firstly, because the vets that we work with have to attend every rhino post-mortem to assist with the forensic investigations. So rhinos are being killed for their horns, which are being used in traditional Chinese medicine. And more so, it's become a symbol to display success and wealth. It's amazing, but it's said to be more valuable than gold and cocaine, which is crazy because it's actually just kerosene. It's like our fingernails. But the demand for it means that, there's a lot of pressure placed on conservation manager or everyone working in conservation to actually protect these species. So one of the other horrific effects of poaching are the rhino orphans that are left behind. They are often, they'll find mothers that have been killed and their calves will still be there running around them or sitting next to them. So these animals then need to be taken in and cared for. And one of the recent projects that African Wildlife X has taken on is assisting with the purchase of feed for some of these orphans. While the vets are consumed with rhino poaching cases, they also need to deal with other human wildlife conflict situations, such as poisonings and snaring incidences, as well as the capture and retrieval of animals that have escaped the boundaries of protected areas. So, one of the biggest challenges that African wildlife vets faces is funding to be able to assist with all of these situations.
So with the poaching, have any of the vets come across any poachers, and how do they deal with them?
Yeah, I'm not sure if any of the vets have actually come across. Most of the reserves have anti-poaching units, and they deal with the poachers and any intrusions into the reserve.
I'm fascinated with what you guys are doing, and I know that some of our listeners will be fascinated as well. How can people get involved with your organization?
Yeah, thanks so much. So we rely solely on donations. Unfortunately, we can't have other people on the ground. Yeah, to make things happen, we rely on donations. So if you'd like to make a donation and you are able to, then you can go onto our website and there's a donate button there and with various methods of donating.
And they could even start a fundraiser if they wanted to in their hometowns to help raise money for you guys, correct?
Yes. Fundraising is, we've had a lot of people do all kinds of things and raise money for us, which has been amazing. So that's another thing you can do. Also just sharing, spreading the word and liking and following our Instagram and Facebook page. And just talking about it, like a lot of people, I think, aren't aware of what's happening and teaching other people that we really need help on the ground. That's
how can people follow you? Where can they follow you at?
So we're on Facebook and on Instagram. Those are our main social media platforms. And then we also have a website, which is www.africanwildlifevets.org. So you can read up more about us there. And yeah, we're always open for send us a message if you want to know more, if there's things that I haven't quite explained.
Kate, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. We really appreciate it. And you guys are doing some amazing things. I know the lions, the rhinos, and all of the other animals really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And just you guys also makes a difference. Chatting to us and sharing our story.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.